Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. Wow! For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz TV Podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Oz Network for our second episode of The Amazing Race 36 here on the Oz Network, as we are ready to talk about the second part of the Mexico extended leg. And boy, do we have an exciting season on our hands, I will say. I am fully excited to talk about this episode. I think there was a lot of drama, despite the fact that it kind of felt like a short episode, but we are very excited to get into it. My name is Rossi, and I'm joined by the same person you heard last time. We continued racing and we continued podcasting. Jared, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, back for our second dose of Mexico. How do you feel? What did you think?
Definite downgrade. Thank goodness teams are getting lost, because otherwise this episode, I don't know, the whole time I was watching, I'm like, I feel like the challenges in Danny's version of The Amazing Race are probably more interesting than what we got this episode.
Are you going to apply for the Danny?
For Danny's version? Oh, 100%. We'd definitely apply.
You want to do it, you and me?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right. Yeah, I felt like like you said, let down from last episode, but I still thought that like the show itself was bad, but the teams were so good that I was just like, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Like I was just so invested. I was like, when they announced the pit stop, I was like, oh, already? It felt kind of short, but then I was like, well, this Sunday's got to be something. And then like, when was it? I think they had already gotten that clue. And then Michelle and Sean show up at that challenge. And I was like, okay, there's a reason why this
You're like, here we go.
Why they're putting the like airtime at the second half of the episode instead of spreading it. I just thought there was so much like good from the teams that like the lackluster like didn't bother me that much.
Yeah, I'm excited to see like when we're out of Mexico and whether, I mean, I think I can answer the question, but whether it's Mexico that's hard to navigate or it's just these teams that have no idea.
There's like a few question marks on the episode, I would say. Like, is it like obviously it's a shorter leg because it's continue racing, but is it like are the teams struggling extra because it's continue racing, or is this just really hard to navigate? Like, there are so many like what ifs that I don't know.
Yeah,
like, would this episode been as good if it was a regular leg? Maybe it's not.
Yeah, like, it's possible.
Like, this would have been much easier if, you know, everyone was well rested. So I think there's a lot of questions, and I think that once we get out of this continue racing / this country, like there'll be some resolutions that we'll have answered.
Yeah.
So this episode, we will get into it. Right off where we started, they're continue racing. They have to get to this bridge, an episode of bridges, I will say. And places that don't look like bridges, but people think are bridges is really the theme of this episode, I would say. But they have to find this first bridge where there's the clue. They really are trying to make a meal out of this whole, like, Rod and Leticia and Ricky and Cesar, like, rivalry almost. Like, especially at the beginning, they're like, we have to get ahead of them. We're going to get, like, it's the first clue. I was like, what's the rush? I don't know if that felt odd to you, but it was very strange.
I just feel like there is a lack of, I think, I suppose, yeah, all the teams are interesting by themselves, but it feels like so far this season, there's a lack of, you know, alliances between the teams, working together between the teams, drama between the teams. So they are, like, I agree with you, they're really pushing this kind of like, oh, it's this head-to-head race for first. And I'm like, I like could not care less. It feels like they're so far, those two teams are so far ahead of everybody. I'm like, it doesn't bother me. Like, who finishes first or second out of those? I'm more interested about the drama that's happening towards the back of the pack. But yeah, it is very interesting that I feel like it's their real like continuation storyline that they're running with this season. And like, to me, it's like nil interest.
Well, one thing that you said last episode we talked, it was like you talked about like it really being a hot mess season.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt that this episode, yeah, like you said, it's unfortunate that it's like hot mess islands and they're like isolated hot messes. It's not like any like rivalries, mm-hmm. or any sort of like was it Robin and Chelsea trickery or anything like that?
Yes, yeah.
But like it was really just like, oh, Shori and Karishma just suck and they're really bad, like, and Michelle and Sean, they like suck and they're really, but they're isolated. It's not like because of the other teams that they suck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see how that approaches. But in saying that, like, I really feel like there are three teams. I know we're two episodes in, but really three teams that are, I don't really at this point worry about, because I feel like they have their stuff together. And that's our first three teams.
Yeah.
Everyone else is really a hot mess.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, obviously anything can happen, and we learned that last season after the first two legs, but it feels like, yeah, I agree with you. The first three places are kind of like lock for like long game, surely. Surely they're like, I feel like those three are at least making final six.
Yeah, but everyone else is such an up in the air kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. like you're like hoping that they make it through. Obviously, you know, things can change if there's like a crazy challenge, but like, as I'm not worried about those three first three teams.
No.
Like, they've ditched the crossword books. They're ready to go.
Yeah, that's it.
So maybe that's why they're making a meal out of this rivalry between them. Like, it also could just be a two-episode arc. We don't know. But it was very interesting to me that they're fighting for the first clue instead of, you know, really fighting for the race. But we'll see how it progresses. But once teams eventually get to this first bridge, which is way harder to get to than we thought, people and for a country where people are speaking a lot of English, mm-hmm. teams are still struggling to get places. Like if they were only speaking like the language, like I'd be like, oh, okay, I get why they're lost. But yep. People are like, oh yeah, just turn right. It's mm-hmm. like what? But eventually, like once you get that clue, it's the clue for the detour, which is the balloon collection or color correction balloon collection. They're collecting the pairs of balloon like bunches, and they have to bring them back to the vendor. Or the color correction, which is the string of the flags that are in this plaza, and they have to identify the incorrect strand and replace it. I feel like the theme of this episode, like the challenges were so nothing, but the teams made it much harder than it needed to be, or they sucked harder, or there was like either some sort of like it was hard to read how difficult the challenge was,
mm-hmm.
but like teams were messing up here, left, right, and center here.
Yeah, this was so interesting to me because I agree. Like this was, you could put these challenges on like in your backyard if you wanted to. Like it did, like I made the joke that like, I'm sure Danny's season had better challenges, but it's true. Like these could have been challenges on Danny's season. Like let's buy some balloons from the shops and buy some of these decorations from the shops and just cut them up and swap them around a bit. And then we've got ourselves a challenge. Like it was very like low budget, but I agree. It was the team struggling at what seems like the simplest things, like Ricky and Cesar only getting one like set of balloons when they needed to get two. And then I, for the life of me, do not know how the team struggled so much with this color correction thing. Maybe it was more difficult than it seemed to come across, but honestly, they were just, I suppose not knowing what the mistake was maybe like the thing, and maybe that wasn't clear enough in the clue. Like we had Danny and Angie here, like looking at Angie asking Danny a million and one times, like, but what are we looking for? And he's just like, a difference. Was so good to me. And like the level of detail of people kind of matching up the patterns and matching up the wording and like going so much more over the top than they needed to, where they just need to find the colors out of sequence was crazy to me. And the fact too that we had like Sunny and Busy seemingly figuring out this challenge very early on in terms of like, okay, let's just look for, let's focus on the pink and it's got to be next to like blue and yellow or whatever it was. And then seemingly finding the correct thing early on, and it felt like the camera kind of confirmed that they were right early on, but then they pulled down the wrong one, and then for some reason they can't find where the right one was again, was just crazy to me. And the fact too that I don't know who commented it, but like they're like, there's 12 teams, so there's 12 strands that are wrong here and none of us can find any of them, was just crazy.
That was so funny. Like, and this was one of those situations where I was like, is it just poorly translated how difficult it is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, maybe it's sometimes there are challenges where, like, we just can't understand it watching it.
Yeah.
So it's like, is this one of those situations where you just, like, can't follow how difficult it is? Or do they just really suck? I think it was a little harder than we're giving the challenge credit, considering everyone else who tried it quit. Like, obviously, they were at the back of the pack, so they're just kind of panicked a little more. But like the fact that everyone quit made it seem like it was a little harder than... Not to say that Sunny and Busy didn't suck, because they did.
Yeah. It's... Again, it's hard to judge, because we didn't have any of our kind of three teams with, like, you know, stuff together working for them do, like, attempt this challenge. So like the teams that I would trust as like a benchmark for is this hard or not didn't do this challenge, so it makes it kind of difficult to judge. But there was just there's so much craziness here that I think too, again, like what you said at the top of the episode, like this could very much be, it's a continue racing leg, they're tired, we saw so many people nearly die from heat exhaustion throughout this episode. So I feel like too, like looking up in the heat, maybe that's like your added factor of on a normal day, maybe they could do this. And it was just, you know, the stress of a continue racing leg and just the weather that was making things seem difficult that looked on paper very simple and straightforward.
I mean, to Sunny and Busy's discredit, they were also wearing sunglasses, which other teams weren't. Oh my God, sorry, just total random tangent. Did you catch Amber not wearing a backpack?
No! Oh, I can't believe that was the thing I was meant to focus on and I didn't.
She doesn't have a backpack. She does not have a backpack. Yeah.
Amazing. And that's, well, I mean, they were great this episode again. I'm so glad that they've moved up the ranks. What was
for your predictions?
Yeah, about this detour was... There was a moment there with the balloons when I was like so unsure of whether that it was going to be one where like I was waiting for Fields to be like, if you pop a balloon, then you've got to go back and do the whole thing all over again. But I mean, obviously that was just kind of inconsequential and didn't matter whatsoever. But it was just another kind of interesting point that, well, luckily for the teams, made that challenge a bit easier.
Well, I thought it was like, is there a limited number kind of situation? Because they only had like 6 balloons, like when the first teams got there. And I'm like, how is anyone going to get more? I guess they had them hidden or something. But
yeah,
it was very weird, this challenge. And then the fact that like they could pop them, but like it didn't matter. Like I'm pretty sure a team could have shown up with one balloon and been like, all right, you're good. Is it's like, why include it's harder than it looks if it doesn't actually matter, is like another thing I don't get why the show does. But another thing that came up in this segment that I just want to bring up, since we're talking about the top three teams who are in it for the long haul, Derek and Shalisa asked Ricky and Cesar for help. They didn't offer it. Is this going to come up later, do you think?
It's interesting because what makes me think it might is like, I mean, 90-minute episodes, they can include stuff like this, but I'm also like, why include this when it was so like inconsequential to the outcome? And the fact too that then we get the moment of Angie and Danny, more specifically Danny, kind of helping out Amber and Vinny, and then I think he helped out like another team as well, like maybe Kishori and Karishma. I don't know. He pointed somebody else in like the right direction as well. But they made a point of like Danny being like, oh, like Amber and Vinny, I think will help us kind of down the line. Like, I think this is a good move to kind of be making friends, and we need to be doing this because we're not like the most, you know, competitive team here. I think we might get some more of this kind of helping out throughout the season, depending on how much they can help out. I know with like the rule changes and whatnot, but it'll be interesting to see, yeah, moving forward, whether helping out pays off and whether not helping out has any kind of consequences down the line.
Yeah, because we just pegged them as like the competent team. So I wondered if it was more than, and the fact that it was a confessional too. It wasn't just, oh, that's weird. Like, because I felt like we saw this last time, or not last season, but with Robin and Chelsea, like, they were like, we're not helping them. And then everyone was like, wow, they're rude. We don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it mattered. Like, I'm just curious to see if that plays out here. Especially like you said, with Danny trying to play this, the long game.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, once you complete this challenge, you have to go to the park where you get the next clue. But some teams got this at the first clue. What was your first thought when Michelle and Sean show up and they're like, oh, here's the clue box?
I was, I was so excited because I'm like, oh, like, here we go. And just thinking of all kind of like the permutations of how this could go, I'm like, is the person at the roadblock going to just continually deny them, like, no matter how good they do? Or are they going to pass this challenge and then get all the way to the pit stop? And then it's going to be a fill moment of like, you didn't do the detour, you need to go back and do the detour. Like, that was what was the most interesting to me. And I'm kind of annoyed that we didn't get it, but I was just like, oh no. And I think the main thing was like, how? In my head was, how do they think this is a bridge? I'm like, there's no bridge. What's, like, as far as we can tell, there's no bridge in the vicinity. This is very clearly in the middle of a square type park. It was just crazy to me that they're like, yes, this is the right spot. And then the fact that we get Kishori and Karishma showing up as well, that whole segment was amazing to me.
Yeah, I had really no idea what was going on. They just kind of showed up and they had just accepted that that was what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they thought would happen. Like when they, I don't know. It's just crazy to me that they, and then they, was it Juan and Shane? They show up and they're like, Kishori and Karishma, who were in like 10th or 11th. Show up to like a fourth place team, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh yeah, we're right. It's like, where did you think that you were right? And the fact that it's not anywhere near a bridge is like the crazy part.
Mm-hmm. I think this too is like the advantage of these, like, they can, I wouldn't want them all the time, but these legs that are like only on foot in a smaller area, this is the advantage of, you can get these moments of teams rocking up to the, like the wrong challenges, because they're not driving hours, you know, in one direction and hours out of the way. Like, this was the great thing about this being all on leg, was the fact that, yeah, you could go far enough wrong to show up at a different challenge, because there's only a limited space that they can really use when they're expecting you to travel everywhere on foot.
Yeah, and that was it. Kishori or Karishma, they looked at the clue box and they're like, there's seven left. We're obviously right. Like, was the funniest thing to me. Like, we're in 10th place, but we're obviously correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very funny to me. And obviously, I think we got probably the worst outcome for it happening. But I still think it was like the moment of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they just start doing the painting challenge and they're like, this is right. We're good. We're killing it.
They were so far through as well. Like, they really were not far off from like a check. And then to have to, yeah, wipe it all, to go to the effort of wiping it all off and like leaving, I'm like, just leave it on and get out of there.
Well, I guess it's gross and sweaty, but anyway, the challenge when you get there is the Roblox where you have to paint, one person's painting the sugar skull skeleton upon the other person. And they have like attention to detail painting things, so to get all the details correct. It's not artistically correct, just to make sure you get all the colors correct. How did you feel? I thought it was a funny challenge, but how did you feel?
This was okay. This was another one that I am sure that Danny has run better on his homemade version. I think like there were a couple of ways they could have made this better in terms of I almost would have liked them to have different masks. They had to paint, and then like you pick which one you're going to do, and then you kind of give a bit of advantage to like the teams who are getting here earlier. I feel like overall, like the judging seemed to be fair enough. I think they definitely could have been more strict. Like some of the paint jobs were absolutely like terrible. And I was convinced that like Derek and Shalisa were not going to get this. I was convinced that they'd done it wrong, and it kept flashing back to her paint, and like she's used the paint instead of kind of the background makeup that you're meant to use as like your initial layer. But there was like no payoff for that. She basically gets it like first try, and I feel like there are a lot of teams that they were like, close enough, we'll just give it to you.
How did you feel about the judging where there was no like commentary? It was just like a yes, no, keep going kind of deal.
I think I like that in this sense because like there wasn't a whole lot that you really had to like look for. Like I feel like here, if you're giving people specifics, you're giving them too much information when they're having to paint like a face, which is like the smallest canvas, and there's like 10 details that they have to do. So I feel like here, like I'm happy with like the, I'm not giving you anything, and I'm just doing this weird wavy arm movement that's like nearly there but not quite. I think that was a good decision, like judging wise.
Yeah, probably not a lot to comment on. And Sunny and Busy sucking again at a challenge this episode. rough day for them.
When she was redoing the teeth, and I'm like, why are the teeth yellow? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know if she like had like mixed paints and just like not cleaned the brush properly, but there was so much about that. I'm like, what is happening here?
I think she just kept making it worse and worse every time. Eventually, they just gave her the answer, or gave sympathy and gave it to her. Throughout the episode, and especially here, we're getting the sort of gradual collapse of Angie's physical and mental well-being, so much so that she has to lie on the ground, heatstroke style. How are you feeling about her this episode and then long term?
I was honestly worried. This episode, again, similar to last episode, I'm like, are we getting a medevac? And then when they were spending so much time focusing on her, and then I'm like, please do not send this team home as like a medevac. They are one of my favorites. I just think everything about them is so wholesome. They're just, again, like they get along, but not in like, it's not too much. And it's not annoying that they get along. And I feel like there's enough kind of back and forth between them. And they just seem so genuinely happy to be there. I think they're just, yeah, one of kind of the standouts of the season so far. And I'm so grateful that she didn't get medevac. Two, we get the amazing moment where she's lying on the ground. He's like, and then I realized I can still be painting her face while she's just lying on the ground like a corpse here. It was so, that to me was so fun to watch. And they did amazing too. They do amazing too at like the end when they honestly like jump past two teams and able to like outfoot race these like supposedly like stronger physical teams to the pit stop as well, which was amazing to me.
Yeah, the fact that they improved their position from last episode is crazy too. I was rooting for them. The second she like laid down, I was like, can you still keep going? I think you can. Like, she's not participating, she's just there. So I think it was just a great moment with, and the visual of her on the ground and him still doing the work is just so funny. Okay, so throughout this part as well, we also are getting a lot of content from a team we haven't talked much about this episode, but Anthony and Bailey. I wanted to note, like, earlier they gave the guy the clue and almost left without it. Mm-hmm. They were constantly lost. After the roadblock challenge, the one who got painted was like, I'm not doing anything anymore, so you do it. Like, it was a very weird strategy that he had put on. And they were just wandering aimlessly again. They got back to the original bridge, and they were all over the place.
They were. And what I loved about this episode was seeing them pick to do the flag challenge instead of the balloons and the detour. I was like, there's no way. That to me was crazy that of all the teams, like them picking that one. I'm like, there were so many teams who are very like clear, like stick to your strengths throughout this episode. And that for them, I was like, do not attempt anything. Like, I mean, maybe there'll surprises down the line, but so far I'm like, do not attempt anything, any like mental challenge, do not attempt it because you will not be able to do it. They to me are also one of these teams that's just so much like fun to have around. They're not particularly strong, but they're just having a ball and they're so much like, they're just fun to watch.
Yeah, they're a lot more fun than I thought they'd be. So I feel like we're back back on the good Twins train after some rough go. Loving Twins lately, the Amazing Race. We're all over the place. We have to get to the pit stop really at this point. It's all over the place. I don't really even know where the right way was. And the clue was cryptic too. How did you feel about the fact that it was like, they didn't really say the location? They were like, this famous location.
I was okay with that. I think it's fine as a twist. It was just like jarring because obviously it's not something we see like a lot of normally. It's very clear, like this is a pit stop and this is the name of the place and like you need to like go there. You don't often get a like cryptic final clue on, you know, find this place where this kind of happened, but we're not gonna tell you the name of it and you're gonna have to like speak to the locals and try to figure that out. But I think it works well, like especially like on this type of leg where the teams are probably going to be like, they're probably a bit closer than they normally are if they're navigating places by car. So I think here, like, it's a good way to chuck that in to try to change the order, switch the order up a bit again at the end.
And it proved to be very difficult to get to, especially the concept of just bridge under the bridge. Like, I don't quite understand why there was the fixation on the bridge in the clue. Like, because there was other details to pick apart, but apparently a lot of the teams just honed in on it's under the bridge. Because at this point, Amber and Vinny, Anthony and Bailey, Michelle and Sean, like all these people were like focused on under the bridge. So they just saw a bridge and went under it. Like it was just bizarre the lengths people were going. And like in that hurdle, like you said about earlier, Angie and Danny, just like they did their own thing. They made their way past these two stronger teams, but like, how did they know the information? But yet, like, I don't know what they asked to a team or like a local that like got them the answer. I don't know. It was just very bizarre. The variations of response to this clue.
The way like Angie and Denny got there too. I don't know. Shortcut maybe potentially. It's like they're going through someone's like backyard up these steps. But I mean, I was so excited to see them like jump places and like the Danny moment too of him kind of like checking in Amber and Vinny and Anthony and Bailey was a fun moment too.
Yeah, it was like bizarre. Like I was rooting for them to get ahead because I was like, what is going on? They're like, we hadn't seen anyone go that way. So I'm like, but like, I think that was the way that teams were, some of the teams were going, but like, it was just bizarre to see them do that. Yeah, and the fact that they're all wearing the butterfly wings, which I loved, unnecessary, but it was so good.
I'm always here for, like you say, an unnecessary costume that's kind of cumbersome and just makes everything more difficult. Like the moment of Amber and Vinny like, moving onto the sidewalk and then because she didn't want to get hit by a car and then Angie being like, I need more space, let's go onto the road, was great as well.
And then, like, the teams in the narrow walkways, they were like, we got to turn, like, sideways to walk. It was just great. We haven't talked much about them, but our eliminees, Chris and Mary, how did you feel about their performance and how they were doing this whole time?
I mean, it was definitely very much only a matter of time with these two after the first episode. But, again, just another, like... Like I said last episode, like the complete opposite of like Stephen and Lee in terms of her being so supportive and so patient this entire time. And anytime he needed a break, being like, it's okay, let's sit down and like very much like look for the silver lining, like look at this beautiful view. And then the whole section of him and her being like, well, like he's like, I think I'm going to be sick. And she's like, well, like don't vomit on me, like vomit the other direction. I think, again, like, they were fun. It was very clear that they weren't going to be long for this race. But, yeah, I think here feels about kind of right to lose them because if they'd hung around, it would have been, every leg the question mark of whether they come last or get medically kind of evacuated. That was always kind of very much on the mind and kind of a pressing concern when it came to Chris.
Yeah, I don't think anyone pegged them to last long this season. But yeah, it's they're such a bizarre team. Like, one thing I noticed this episode, I was like, they lack urgency on the race. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, you have to rush your partner to, like, get anywhere. But, like, she was just like, yeah, let's go here, okay. Like, I can get stopping to take a breath, maybe. But, like, the fact that she's like, let's not, like, jog a little to this location. Or, like, they walked the balloons back. Like, it was just, they were never meant to last.
No.
And
I've got to think, too, that they must be, like, getting lost. They must have been getting lost a lot. Because even though, like, yes, okay, they're probably the slowest team, I'm like, theoretically, if they're going in the right direction, there were so many teams that made, like, big mistakes. And we didn't really see from them. They're like, oh, we're lost. It was just kind of, like, implied, like, oh, Chris and Mary are taking forever to get somewhere. So, if, like, definitely if they'd had, like, I feel like the right locations, they could have, at this pace, like, stayed in the race. But they must have been, like, making mistakes and going the wrong place and not being able to find stuff. But the edit just really kind of cut that out.
Yeah, they definitely got lost, but, like, it was just bizarre. They're, I didn't quite understand, like, what, like, they're fans, so you think they'd want to, like, have that desire to keep pushing and win. Like, just didn't seem to have the fight to win. Yeah, bizarre team. Lovable, but, like, they didn't really bring the drama that much, except, like you said, in that sitting by the seaside was, like, the most exciting thing.
Yeah, I feel like definitely one of those teams where, like, the win for them is getting, you kind of have these teams where the win for them is getting, like, on the race. And then, like, I think they know in their minds, there's no way, like, we're winning this. Let's just enjoy it for kind of as long as we're here. But like you said, if they're a bit more pressing, then maybe they could have enjoyed it for a bit longer if there was a bit more urgency.
And the fact that, like, we thought they'd be out earlier, the fact that they survived a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Is like credit to them. Cheers to Maya and Rohan for sucking so much. But we will have to see where we ended with our predictions. They ended up in 12th place. Myself and I believe Colin predicted them last place. Kristen said 10th, so Kristen had quite a bit more faith than the rest of us. The AI said third, so the AI gave a lot of faith. But someone here, Jared, you said they would finish 12th. So you were right on.
I'm gonna need that point because I'm very worried about the kind of the rest of the placements and teams. So I think getting a couple of points early, I'm gonna need those later down the line.
I will say this episode, I did feel very good about my 11th place Michelle and Sean prediction.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was very excited. So you get the point, and that leaves us with a point for you and a point for Kristen. We'll see what happens next week. What would you rate this episode?
I think before coming in, I was going to bin it, but talking about it, I will raise it to a rent. I think these teams, like we've said, these teams are fun to watch. But this in terms of a, like, a racing leg and challenge-wise, like, they got very lucky that teams got lost because otherwise this would have been such, like, a boring, it was very much, like, do-it-yourself, homemade kind of backyard amazing race. So, yeah, I think I will raise it to a rent.
All right, I will join you on that. I'll rent with you. Another random thing that bothered me, the episode title, is called Trust But Verify. Why wasn't it called something like Who is Elizabeth Taylor or something like that? Like, or something about bridges, like, what the Trust But Verify, they just want like a very dramatic title, but like this sucks.
Yeah, this title was not making it in a like normal 45 minute Amazing Race episode.
Oh yeah, definitely getting cut for yeah, but that's it. I'm still optimistic. I'm still very high on this season, so I'm excited for next episode. I don't know how you feel.
I feel the same. Like, it's going to be a train wreck. Maybe now, like, I feel like it's been potentially, I mean, this is going to be famous last words, but I feel like it's kind of been confirmed that, like, yeah, like we've said, like, these three teams are kind of on the ball and with the program and will be around a lot. But then, like, from there onwards, it's complete train wreck and anything could happen.
Yeah, I don't think that they're constantly going to be the top three teams, like first, second, third, or anything like that. But yeah, they're definitely really in it for the long haul, provided nothing crazy happens. So
yeah, it's just like the 4th through to 11th, I could see any of those people going next episode.
Yeah, it really I hate for it to be like so obvious that these are our final three teams at this point. But we'll remain, you know, cautious because Jocelyn and Victor sucked really badly in their third leg. So
yeah,
we'll see. But I'm excited. I'm ready for next episode. I think that we have I'm tentatively excited, exciting and fun season on our hands. So we will see. But Jared, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's been fun. Looking forward to reference to potentially the charter jet next episode and then going to a different country.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get something new and change up things around here. So I'm excited. We'll be back next week for more exciting, amazing race content, and see you then.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.